Yeah.
Top hits,
disappointed.
Yeah. There may be some fucks thrown around. You never
know. Love children listening to this.
Yeah. Podcast off.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Josh, Stevie.
Yeah.
I loved it. I love the music. Three wheel bicycle, nice. Baby. I love it.
Hey, we're 10410, and you're listening to Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast.
I've got a mug full of gold coffee, three cigarettes, a pistol, and a mask. With these cheap sunglasses and 20 on pump, one leg run.
Yeah, that's right. You are bouncing back for another week of that Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. Thank you. We are a podcast coming out of Casper, Wyoming. Well, we pretty much just discuss whatever we feel like it.
Right.
You know, promoting the local business as much as we possibly can.
What?
With getting you to laugh and learn something.
Hopefully.
We're going to start with a quote. When dealing with people, let us remember, we are not dealing with creatures of logic. We are dealing with creatures of emotion, creatures bristling with prejudices and motivated by pride and vanity. Dale Carnegie.
All right.
Of course, we got lots of random topics to talk about. Super excited. We're going to take it back to 1992.
Ooh!
We'll get back on that 90s train. And of course, just some local stuff as usual here on that Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. I am your host, Stevie V, and sitting next to me,
Josh, and
giving you that wonderful sound.
Yeah.
I was supposed to end with that one, but that was good.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. Recording on a Thursday, but I guess you know what I was thinking about, man. It doesn't even really doesn't really matter what day we recorded on.
Right, right. Right. Comes out on the same day.
Yeah.
And we we don't edit shit. It just comes out later. But
yeah, it just comes out beautifully.
Woo, woo.
Well, I guess.
Woo, woo.
According to some of the wonderful reactions that we've been getting. Thank you, everybody, that's been sharing the Facebook reels.
Right.
All that wonderful stuff, engaging. We truly, truly appreciate that. Holy moly. I had the burps right there. What'd you think about that quote at the beginning of the show?
That was good.
Do you think maybe we should just start one off, like right in the intro, too?
Sure, man.
I mean, just dropping knowledge right away?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, that's what the show is kind of about, right?
Right. Yeah, learning stuff.
And laughing and just...
Just, hell yeah.
Just being silly gooses. All
right. Should we get into
100?
Yeah.
100.
Keeping it 100.
No. 100.
Oh.
We already went through all this, remember?
Yeah, touche.
100.
So, got to get into some, unfortunately, some sad news. Long time listener from the gate. He's been a hardcore supporter. Jerry Harms passed away last Sunday. Now I'm getting goosebumps and feel really weird, but holy moly.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. I guess Heaven got another good one.
Okay.
Ever since I met Jerry, which was years and years ago, pretty much treated me just like one of his own, you know? And, he was always, you know, so concerned about family, how the family were. And, it's just a sad ordeal, overall,
right.
Hardworking man. Son of a gun.
There's
a moment of silence right there for Jerry.
For sure. There's no, I'm not pushing a button.
Yeah, I think that was, it wasn't even... You know, it didn't even really have to call for it. You know what I mean? It was just one of those. Yeah.
For sure.
So should we get into some positive stuff?
Yeah.
Sorry to all the listeners that, kind of kicked it off. But the show is in dedication of Jerry.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So, and I know that Jerry, at one point in time, he wanted to come down, and this is, you know, one of those wonderful locals. That's right, the Casper Spuds. Ooh, I clicked it too many times, but it still worked great. The Casper Spuds, May 23rd is opening day, and they're going to be facing the rival, the Spearfish Sasquatch.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Super excited.
That's the rival?
It is.
I'm going to have to write that in my notepad.
Yep. It's going to be a great.
Remember, Sasquatch. They're my rival, too.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Well, you can never find them.
Well, I never told you my Sasquatch story. That's on a different episode. You guys got to check out all our episodes.
Yeah, you just scroll down.
there'll be a Josh talking to Stevie about Sasquatches episode one day.
Yeah.
As soon as you guys message us and tell us.
Yeah.
You what just, kind of shows do you, what do you want me and Stevie to talk about?
Yep. You just got to let us know. You know, we love engagement.
Hell yeah.
That's like the best part. You know what I mean? Because then you know somebody's actually like listening
right.
to the show.
Makes you feel like we're doing this for a reason.
Yeah. Other upcoming events, the Wyoming PopCon.
Yes, sir.
Is coming up April 26th through the 28th. It's going to be at the mall this year.
Hecka neat.
Yep. I'm stoked. I'll be quite honest, Carla. I was going to message you. I'm going to secure my spot. Times are tough these days. You know what I mean? I'm a starving artist.
Hey, man.
Speaking of artists, if you go down to the Nicolaysen Art Museum, the monochromatic art exhibit's down there. My Sitting Bull painting is down there.
Hell yeah. That took a minute. Sorry.
With all these people in here.
I know. They
wait
for. I wave my hand up and I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
And they just are like,
Yeah, I think, they like wait for us to get done talking, I think is the.
Maybe if we pay them, they would respond better.
Yeah, well, then that kind of goes against the organic.
But they really like chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah. Chicken, yeah.
They're pissed that they weren't from the best chicken nugget place. They were like, oh, freezer fucking chicken nuggets in the microwave.
Yeah.
You guys told us we were getting chicken nuggets.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it is. I promise.
Yeah. Other local things that are happening. So this is pretty cool. Shout out to Debbie for hitting me up. Sky Terrace, out at the airport, they're going to be doing the kids karaoke on Sundays from 3 to 4.
Sky Terrace.
Yep.
Oh, the bar thing out there?
Yep. Out at the airport.
Huh.
Another huge shout out. Speaking of Sunday, St. Patty's Day, obviously. Well, the wonderful young lady at the beginning of the intro, well, not at the beginning, at the very end of the intro, it's her birthday. She's turning 8.
Right. Hell yeah.
So happy birthday. Maybe I should just like record some stuff with her on her birthday.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. Yeah.
Let's see. What else do we got? I don't know what happened to my other notebook. So the other upcoming events, the computer's been acting very weird. Either or.
Right.
I forgot what I was going to. Local stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking A, bro.
Yeah.
The local stuff.
Yeah.
Were you talking about sponsors and shit or?
Well, I can't remember if it's March 28th. Yeah. I can't remember if it's March 28th was the Teenage Bottle Rocket. System Restore show.
Right.
That's the one that I was kind of, I don't be either or, but yeah, but
we can't find it anywhere.
Yeah. I don't know
if it is what it is or if it is what it ain't.
Yeah. So here we are.
No, that's nope. Nope. That one.
There we go.
There we go. Purple, yep. Bro. It's purple.
Purple for the crickets. Or maybe, are they grasshoppers?
Is that magenta?
Speaking of sponsors, our number one sponsor that has been a hardcore supporter of the podcast, Little Shop of Burgers, 1040 North Center Street. Get on down there. They were voted number one hamburger cheeseburger, voted by you guys of Casper, Wyoming, by Oil City News.
Heck yeah. Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll get them back on the show at some point in time, and then you guys can see them in person.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chill.
Yeah.
Oh man, good times. Trailer Park Baker, head on over to Facebook. She does all those wonderful cakes.
Yes, sir. You guys could cheer for her.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, the cool thing about, well, I guess some of these people that were shouting out have not been on the show yet. Debo, that donated right. the bicycle. He has not been on the show yet. Right. At some point in time, he will be, but
yeah, that'd be cool.
Debo's painting. You just head on over to Facebook. He does some pretty amazing interior, exterior painting.
Right. Faux show.
Forbidden Leaf, of course. Can't forget about them. I was just there earlier today. Picked up another one of these vapes. I am kind of a brand person. I had to pick up the Rodman again. It lasted me like a month.
Hell yeah.
And Eric's like, that's like 9,000 puffs or whatever.
Right.
Oh, they're not a sponsor. The Rodman vapes are not a sponsor. We would love you to be.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Right? I know. We thought so too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two Bulls tattoo. Sliding over there in Mills, the only tattoo shop in Mills, Wyoming. That's pretty sweet. They've been going strong for 3 years now, if I remember correctly.
So. Ish. Something like that. Yeah. For sure, man. It might be more, not less.
No. I know if you go back to the old episodes, they talk about it in there. My memory is kind of shot nowadays. You know what I mean? You too.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we need to take like some brain pills or something like Joe Rogan advertises.
Ooh. Yeah. You guys think so? All right. Well, I don't know. Maybe if they sponsor us.
Yeah.
Then we'll do like that other morning TV show and be like, we use this and we use this and this is what I use. I call people and do psychology.
Yeah.
No, you motherfuckers go home and go to bed. You don't fucking do all this shit. We understand what sales are. Yeah. Why do we got to be stupid about it?
You know, that just reminded me of that, that fortune teller lady. Remember?
Yeah.
Like call her or whatever.
Yeah. I don't remember and what her she name was.
I can't either right now.
But
she was a fraud.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, but.
Yeah, she made lots of money.
Yeah.
Call me on the phone.
Yeah.
99 cents a minute.
Yeah.
And then that lasted for 0.75 minutes, and then it went to like $10.99 a minute.
Yeah. You know, I think I've talked about this before, but one time when I was younger, and then I called one of them, but like I used my parents' credit card and I was like underage.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, how the your fortune teller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Mom and Dad.
Tell me. What's my fortune?
Sorry, Mom and Dad. On to the next topic.
Was it accurate?
No. I mean,
nope.
On a couple different levels. I mean, they could have. Ooh, this is going to go into another topic too. Amazing. They. Why didn't they tell me that I was going to get in trouble my whole entire life?
Right.
See, and you know what I mean. What I grow up to be. Say? Yeah, grow up to be a very. What do you call it? Civilized. Community driven, inspiring individual. Yeah. How come they didn't say that?
Right. I hear you. No. That one. Yeah. There we go.
It's a conspiracy.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. There's this new documentary out on Netflix. Called The Program.
Okay.
I'm not going to get too deep into it, just because, you know, someone should actually watch it. But of course there's, things after, you know, it came out with other people that are like, oh, you know, they didn't depict the boy side of it.
Right.
But, essentially in like the early 2000s, I guess, in New York. So let's just say, I don't know. It's kind of even fucked up to think about because I would never do it. And I know you would never do it either. Ogdenburg's, New York, Ivy Ridge Academy. So yeah. Let's say that your child, is being disruptive. You know, this, that, the other.
Right.
So anyway, they advertise this thing where they would come and take your kid, and essentially it's a boarding school. Yeah. They would come and kidnap them, like for real.
Nice.
But then what they would do is send your parents like a monthly, weekly report of, you know, oh, you know, they're doing, it's a money thing too. But they're abusing the fucking kids the whole time.
Right.
And then, like, hopefully at some point in time, Alicia will come on here. Because I went to Springfield Academy in Springfield, South Dakota when I was younger. And she went to Chamberlain Academy. But it was owned by the same people. Right. But I'm really curious, like, actually, like, you know, I don't really remember the whole program that, okay, you know, that was then, but I'm just curious, like sitting there talking to her, is if it'll spark something.
Is it the same kind of shit?
No, because, and that's the other thing too. Our family didn't just put us in there, you
right.
know, we did
right.
things
right.
to,
right.
But yeah, there was one gal that was talking about how, so if she was, you know, acting out, whatnot, they had a box and she just had to hold it.
Oh yeah.
All day long. Even when she was like running in the gym and,
right.
There's another one where they just have to like sit there and they do like this palm thing, dude, where I can't remember. It was crazy, but it reminded me of, you know, being in Springfield Academy. Cause like, fuck, like I do remember like violence within like the, counselors and like the younger, you know what I mean? The right. ones that were in there and shit, but yeah, fucking weird, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
And then, like, I always remember, too, like, I fucking wanted to escape. You know what I mean? That's kind of...
Right.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Right.
But then, like, when you go outside, you know what I mean? You're obviously in a different fucking town that you never been in, so... And it's out in the middle of nowhere. Well, I guess it... yeah, I guess. But either or.
Well, yeah, when you're... Yeah, when you're younger and shit.
Yeah, just don't do bad things.
Yeah, fucking woo woo.
Ooh, this leads into another amazing topic that I wanted to get into with you. So shout out to Jed and Cody. They've been doing their podcast pretty regularly now, off the cuff. And they were talking about egos last week. And then I was sitting there like thinking about it, like, you know, being younger, was it like an ego thing for me to just like constantly get in trouble? You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm fucking Billy Badass because I didn't, you know, holy moly. Like, made my brain explode when I was out there painting. I'm like, and then I remember like how my old man would be like, oh, you know, shape up. You're going to be in there when you get bigger. So was I like proving him right? You know what I mean? Getting his, trying to get his approval.
Right.
What the fuck, man? Have you ever thought about stuff like that?
I have. Yeah.
Like, ego is like a, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing to think about.
Yes, sir.
I don't know for sure. If it's a, I don't know. My situation is not so much ego, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's more of a born and raised, motherfucker.
Mm.
Born and raised. Everybody I knew.
But that would be an ego right now, though.
Right.
I'm born.
I guess.
It's crazy. Like,
but I mean, not, I'm not saying that as in that's why I drink or any of that.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah.
It's because I was born, you know,
like, yeah.
I'm proud of that. It, like, is literally a fucking thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, see, and that's like, what I was trying to say is, like, the whole word ego was, like, man, it can be taken in, like, so many different fucking ways. Right. And, like,
for sure.
That night, I just, like, stopped, like, what the fuck I was doing, dude. And I'm like, I am crazy. Crazy. I love the episode. You guys keep fucking rocking. Yeah, that shit.
Hell yeah.
Cheers to you guys. What did you think of the episode art from last week?
The episode art?
Yep. The cover
art. Oh, yeah. That shit was awesome.
Did you notice your arm? I was going to text you.
I did not notice my arm.
Okay, you'll have to go back and look at it. So, like,
okay,
when I was editing it, so, like, I had it, like, where your arms were just, like, coming out. But, like, yeah, and then I figured out another way to edit. It fucking took a while, but I'm like, you know what? It lines up kind of good. Yeah. He's got another finger on.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah. it's not super noticeable, obviously.
No. Well, yeah, I guess I'd probably notice it because, yeah.
You made it?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I was hoping maybe somebody would comment on it. You know what I mean? Just like talking shit or something. Oh my God, that's like a shitty Photoshop job, bro, dog.
Bleh.
Keeping it 100.
I hear you. Yeah.
Oh,
100.
Man. Keeping it. Speaking of keeping it 100. I got to give a huge shout out to the Casper Artist Collective. Was a featured artist of the week. Holy moly. I do know how to speak on this. I think that it is, I never ever wanted to quote unquote click up, I guess, with like an art, organization. It's not an organ. I don't even know what you would call it. But
well, what's it called?
Casper Artist Collective.
It's a collective,
bro. Of wonderful artists.
It's called a collective.
Gang, gang.
the Casper Art Gang.
Yeah. No, but I'm so glad that I did because they have helped me out in so many different ways. Like, I don't know. I'm glad I shot those dice and took a gamble.
Dude, I would agree with you, man.
As they say.
And it's not even me, it's you, but.
I'm excited. I got a lot.
It's pretty badass.
A lot of cool stuff. I guess if you're new to this, thank you. Vanderheiden Design. Go and check it out on pretty much any social media platform. Vanderheiden Design. All your spray paint art needs. All original too. That's another thing I wanted to speak on.
Hell yeah.
I know that it might be frowned upon in some aspect, maybe. I've always strived for affordable art.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And it's one of those things, I can feel it. Nobody said it yet. Why is this priced at this one? This, that, the other? Every piece is priced accordingly. If you purchase multiple prices or pieces or have purchased something from me, you know, in the past, I'm going to hook you up with a deal. That's just right. How it is.
Right.
That's, I guess, my loyalty to you as the customer.
Hell yeah. And they agree.
Yeah.
They agree.
Yep. And I truly appreciate everybody that's been snagging some pieces up lately.
And the ones hanging out in this studio.
Yep.
Studio audience. Yeah. You guys.
Yeah. Just keep it down.
Just shut the fuck up.
You just sit there and don't say anything. You can't forget about Cypher Nomadic.
Hell yeah.
He's also a supporter of our wonderful podcast and has one himself, Cast Ascendancy Podcast. So make sure you check that out. Another wonderful podcast you need to check out, Middle of the Road Podcast.
Woo woo.
Little More Than Books. I ran into him earlier today. Good seeing him again. Check his stuff out. He's on Instagram, all those wonderful platforms too.
Right.
I got a pee.
For sure. I need like 3 or 4 different versions. You guys need to laugh differently.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems weird every time we tell you to laugh that you sound exactly the same or cheer or whatever, you know. Just kind of weird. Yeah, I know. I know. Quit laughing at me. Jeez. It's not fair. That's what she said. Probably should shut that door. Yeah.
All right. Should we take it back to 1992?
Okay.
1992. I know I guess this would be. Here's another thing. I guess I realized today too. I'm not going to do this day in history anymore.
Okay.
Because when these people get the podcast, when it comes out on that day, it's not that
these
day.
People. Oh, the people. Okay. The followers.
Yep. And our wonderful listeners.
The three wheelers.
That's right. We haven't used that in a while.
Right. Hell yeah. Cheers to you three wheelers.
Yeah. I forgot what the fuck happened.
Oh, sorry. I fucked y'all up. Fucked up the whole train of thought.
Fucked it up. Oh, that's what it was. So, yeah, not the history on this day because when they get it, you know what I mean? It's not that day. So it's probably a little confusing.
Yeah. You know? I hear you.
So we're just going to hit them with some strange facts. You know, we'll take them back to a year, you know, previous year. That's good. Right, that's history, you know.
Are you guys down for that?
All right. We gave them some true crime just a little bit ago for our true crime listeners.
Hell yeah.
Our local listeners, we gave them some local news.
That's what they like. Oh, see? Well, fucking A.
But yeah, last week, I guess we went to 2000. We didn't go back to the 90s. We talked about the shock jock. I guess we didn't get too hardcore into that, but
right.
It don't matter. And
are we going to start doing this in order?
You know, I think I will. So next week we'll do 93.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then, you know,
I'm down. Then I can pretend like I'm going to look up some shit to talk about.
Okay, cool. Applaud that one.
No, this is what I meant.
But yeah, last week we were talking about the 2000s. So I was taking it back to 92. So we were doing a little bit of research. And right. Sorry, I'm going to go back to the other thing I was going to say too. When I listened to that reel and put it out, I didn't really talk very much about Jason Derek Brown. I was like, oh, I need to dig into it a little more. You know what? I'm not gonna do that digging around anymore to you wonderful listeners. Just going to give you a little bit of just a little taste. Okay. So then you can go out and you can do your own research.
Yeah.
I don't want you to feel like this
adventure.
Yeah.
Is all just driven by one
topic.
One means, one person, one way.
Yeah. It is pretty cool.
You can go on your own adventure.
Exactly. It's a rabbit hole.
I get it. I think I should glue the cord down like this.
Does it keep moving?
No, it looks cool, though.
Another shout-out we've got to give to is Rodecaster. These mics. Yes, sir. These mics, soundboard, holy moly.
Oh, and Korg. Shout-out to Korg. Thank you, guys, for the awesome... Yes.
The wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Hook me up, bro.
Hook him up.
I need a new one. This one's old as hell.
Yeah, support our podcast.
Please.
Yeah.
We'll love you forever, I promise.
Yep.
I'll tattoo it on me. Whoever sponsors stuff on me, I'll put it on a finger.
Yeah, you could probably.
It's got to be on the inside. Like my poop, but I will tattoo on the inside of my finger. Anybody want to sponsor enough to get a new K-Oscillator Pro and some microphones?
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop. And Gunner, shout out to Two Bulls. And Gunner, he'll do that for me, guaranteed.
Yeah, I got, we get another shout out for him coming up here after a bit too. 1992, the top country song was Aaron Tippin, You Can't Play That on the Radio.
Ooh.
Or no, it wasn't You Can't Play That on.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, close enough. Anyway, number two, what should have been number one, Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart.
Are you for real?
Yeah. I can't wait till it gets warmer out so then I can start wearing shorts so I can
go in the driveway and do the dance.
Bust, yeah, do that too. with my Billy Ray tattoo.
I'm gonna fucking hold you to that.
Yeah, do that too.
Do the fucking Billy Ray. Make you break your heart dance.
Yeah,
we'll do that shit live. You guys gotta definitely send money at that point. Stevie's a whore.
Yeah, like
all of us.
Order a thong.
Like all of us these days, we all need money.
Yeah,
spread it around.
1992. Apparently, I'm not 100%. Like I was saying before, we did a little bit of research, I guess. So I'm not really sure if all of these are, you know, accurate. But okay. Batman Returns was apparently the number one movie. Lethal Weapon 3 came in number 2, which was one of my faves.
That was a good ass movie. I need to watch those again.
Sister Act.
That was a good movie too, man.
It was. I remember my mom always had it on like repeat, and it, I don't know. Good movie.
Well, but if you had to watch it a bunch, I do remember that I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Whoopi Goldberg. She was
funny back in the day.
Yeah. Number 4, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. That was a great movie.
Yeah. Home Alone movies were good.
Yeah, that's one of those movies. You can watch it all year round.
You can.
And it's, you know, still
if good. You want to watch Home Alone all year round.
Yeah, and think about Christmas.
Yeah, I suppose so.
It's not the very last one. Last one of 5, Wayne's World.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Dude.
That was 92?
Yep, that was 92.
The first one. Sweet.
I actually watched the second one yesterday.
I haven't watched that movie in forever.
I was surprised it was
up. That's on one it. I need to make my kids watch.
Yeah, it's good.
It's one of those. You kids get out here and watch this with us.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really know. I don't care. Watch this movie. You have to understand this movie.
Yeah. And then we'll see if they can put like 2 and 2 together.
Right. Well, you know, and then, I mean? Yeah.
Like, oh my and God, is like, that oh, like,
that's so, the best movie ever.
Yeah. Well, then like, oh my God, is that like what you guys are trying to do with like the podcast? Yeah, for years.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. Exactly.
According to whatever this was that I wrote down,
yeah,
whatever site it was on, Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. Like you were saying it too, I think it gets more play now,
right?
Than anything. I wonder if the reason why it was number one back then was because it was like, you know, Baby Got Back, and then talking about butts and stuff.
Oh, yeah, it was
controversial.
I remember. It was a big deal.
Controversial, I guess, is the
controversial.
Yeah. Jump around.
It depends on where you come from in America.
Yeah.
On how you say that, or whatever.
If you know Spanish.
Or if you're British.
Yeah, we love
everybody. Or if you like eating alligator. I don't know.
Oh, I got to give a shout out to Across the Pond, Jay Garavaro Band.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Dwayne Watson, too, that's up there.
Oh, you guys are still here? Cool.
He's been putting on some good shows. Jason from Three Fools, One Mike podcast hit me up the other day. He's trucking around. He was broke down last night. Feel bad for him. Uh-oh. What do you think the number third top song for 92 was?
The number 3 top song for 1992. Whoop, There It Is didn't come out in 92. I don't remember what year that came out.
I don't either, but I guarantee you it's going to be coming up in our years to come.
Right. It has to. Well, you just said that Boys to Men was not number one.
No, not according to this list, which is outrageous. Because that was a damn good song.
Well, yeah, I guess if you think so.
I always liked the R&B.
I danced with a lot of girls to that song.
Okay.
I roller skated with a lot of people to that song. I'm going to say...
Was rollerblades a thing in 92? Oh, my God. We're getting right off topic, but not really.
Hell yeah, they were. We're still in 92. I rollerbladed my balls off.
I don't remember when I got my rollerblades. But yeah. Number three song.
I'm going to say... Crisscross.
Unfortunately, according to this list, it wasn't the last one, but it was the last one I wrote down.
Right.
Number three is I Die Without You by PM Dawn.
I Die Without You by PM Dawn. I know who PM Dawn is. I remember that.
I'm like,
she had like all the, she wore like the weird baseball cap thing that didn't have a brim on it. It had like the gold shit around it.
When I was writing this down, I was like trying to like, you know, like if it would like click in my head, you know, I die without you.
I can see it 100%. Her MTV videos and shit. I remember her talking on MTV back in the day.
Number four is Sometime Love Just Ain't Enough by Patti Smith.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Me either. Coming in after that is, yeah. Give Him Something He Can Feel by En Vogue. Give him something he can feel. That's not how the fucking song goes.
Yeah, I know who En Vogue is.
Yeah, same. After that, we got Baby, Baby, Baby by TLC.
Oh, I know that one.
And then after that is Jump Crisscross.
Oh.
What
number is that?
That would be number like six. Yeah, according to this list. But like I was saying, I don't know, man.
Yeah. I don't know. That was pretty popular. I remember when that shit came out. It was a big deal.
Same. Speaking of that, I wish I could. Well, he'll be back on the show at some point in time. Sean, when we were younger, we fucking danced to that song, but like in class for show and tell.
I was going to say like a talent show? Or
yeah, type shit.
You want to know something, Stevie? Hmm. I did the same fucking thing, bro. Yeah. I'm not joking.
And here we are.
At Southridge fucking Elementary. I'm not going to say names, but yeah.
Yeah. Top shows.
That's fucking 92. Crazy.
It is. That's fucking weird. Sean actually hit me up the other day and was like, dude, I listened to the show again and I can't wait to do another one. Can't wait to have you on again, man. Just so we can.
That's cool. I remember putting the pants on backwards was a motherfucker. I remember it.
Dude. It was like dumb as shit too, yeah. But like it's good. Dude, goes back to that ego type shit kind right? of in a sense.
Right.
Maybe, you know, like, fuck, I'm trying to be the cool guy. Or right. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, it was a fucking talent show for my school is what it was.
Yeah.
That's why I did it. It was like, ooh, and me and my buddy that I'm not going to mention. He's like, oh yeah, let's fucking do that.
Yeah.
Like, hell yeah.
Well, see, that's another thing too. It takes a lot of balls to get up and do some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Oh man.
Like, so shout out to you.
100%. You know what I mean? I remember being so fucking nervous and I'm not that.
Yeah.
I mean, we do this, but if there was, I mean, our fucking audience, I mean, you know, they're kind of
Just the same old people.
Fucking people that are here all the time. They sleep in the basement. Yeah. We fucking throw breadcrumbs at them and fucking tell them shut the fuck up.
They're like vultures.
Right. I mean, they got weird fucking eyes and shit. They're all pale. Yeah, I know. Welcome. But yeah, a big crowd, I get weird. That's why I sucked in English. I was good at all my papers and all the tests. As soon as I had to stand up and read shit in front of people, F.
Yeah,
hell to I ain't fucking doing her, bro.
I can't believe this camera's still going. I'm going to upload this to, I think, YouTube or whatever. Something new. Get some new stuff out there. Top shows in 1992. 60 Minutes. Came in at number one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is.
That's crazy. I would have picked something else.
You know, after thinking about it now, because that would have been like kind of one of the top, well, obviously, but like it's a show that's within an hour, but they do hardcore like topics or what
it's,
have you.
It's, yeah, it was the beginning of the scare the shit out of people. News.
Yeah, very true. Yep. Right. Yep. Coming in number two, we got Roseanne. That's one of my favorite shows.
100%.
Shout out to Roseanne.
I can't believe Married with Children's not on there.
I know, right? Number three is Home Improvement. I'm a big fan of that show.
Yeah, it was cool. I watched it. I can't say I didn't.
There's, well, it's crazy on that Pluto, or no, it's not Pluto, Roku TV, I guess. Okay. There is.
Shout out to Roku.
Yeah, you can go ahead and sponsor us. There Hell is yeah. a way we can get a channel on there, too, but it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hook us up, Roku.
Yeah.
We'll put a channel on
Roku, Rode. I mean, we'll do it all.
Hell yeah.
You're just not touching my butthole.
It depends on how much money. You're talking about here.
I don't know, man. things go out, not in.
Well, yes, I agree. 100%.
Number four. Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. So there's like a channel on that Roku thing where it's like, it just goes through all the seasons of fucking Home Improvement.
Right.
So it's like one of those background noise type things. But it's cool as shit. Just like, holy moly, you know?
Yeah. Where's Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
That is a good question. That is a very good question.
Or his brother.
Yeah. I think he got into like something with a DWI or something at one point, if I remember correctly, or someone like beat him up or.
Well, maybe we got to figure out what year that.
That incident happened.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned.
Here was.
Check out our further episodes to find out. Or what's that one? There we go.
I did see one that was kind of funny, interesting, I guess not really. Blooper, nonetheless. Jonathan Taylor Thomas was wearing his wedding ring in one of the episodes. It's like, whoa, dude.
Right. I remember seeing shit about that.
Cartoons that were popular in 1992, Funny Bones,
and
if you guys have seen any like or heard of any of this stuff that we haven't, please comment.
Yeah,
and let us know. Funny Bones, never seen it.
Yeah, in other words, what the fuck?
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah. I wonder, like, what it is. Is it, like, a skeleton that's, like, funny?
Ooh. I would assume.
Is that, like, a dad joke?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm leaving.
Well, they thought it was funny. It's not that funny. Guys.
Gingerbread man. I mean, I guess I could see how that would possibly be popular in, like, you know, December.
Right. Late November. Thought that was a thing I learned when I was, like, two. I didn't know it was a fucking cartoon.
Yeah, me either. I mean, gingerbread houses, gingerbread men, obviously.
Well, yeah, I didn't know it was a cartoon, though.
What happened to gingerbread women? Ooh, I'm not even going to go there. Goof Troop came in number 3.
They're the only one I know.
And then we got guano. I'm pretty sure that's how you say that, right?
Yeah, it is. That's exactly how it's spelled. That is bat shit. And I don't know what show that is either. Or what cartoon that is.
Prince changed his name.
Oh, well, yeah. He made his name unpronounceable. On purpose.
When I went to go scroll on the computer, I really thought I like looked up there and I thought I was like scrolling on there.
Oh,
nice. Jesus.
But yeah, he made his name unpronounceable so no one could ever speak his name again. You could only say the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah. I seen this thing that was... So Kanye West was wearing this hoodie. If it was a hoodie or a shirt, I can't remember. But it was in Russian language, but it said,
okay,
fuck Adidas.
Like, it was spelled out to where it looked like that?
Well, it was like in the Russian, you know,
right, font. That's what I'm saying. They used...
Yeah. Right. Like, that's fucking... interesting. Funny concept, I guess.
I bet you it says...
Yeah. Oh, that was loud. Sorry, guys.
Oh, hey. Yeah, watch your ears, bro.
Popular dance was the Carlton.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if I ever did the Carlton. I could do the Roger Rabbit. I could do the Running Man. I could do all that shit. But I don't remember the fucking... doing the Carlton.
I think it was like this.
I remember it, but I don't remember like actually doing it at dances or anything. Like, it was a cool thing.
Yeah, because it was just a nerdy
joke. Yeah, it was a joke. It was like, oh yeah, let's do the Carlton.
And then who thought it was like,
yeah. Yeah, I remember it.
What was that song? It's not unusual to be. I think it was.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. All right, who is this? Ooh. All right. I wanted to touch on something else that I thought was kind of interesting.
Okay.
A 4-year-old boy gets herpes after putting a used condom in his mouth from a hotel room in Atlanta, Georgia.
Ooh. Eek. I hit the right button that time. Where's the boo? Ugh. Where? Come on, guys. Boo.
Okay.
Wrong one. We need a boo button.
I mean, that's got to be a pretty raunchy motel. Obviously, they don't clean the rooms very well.
I think I'm going to sue the fuck out of somebody.
Yeah, dude.
Like, hardcore.
Okay, here's another question, though. That's probably how it happened. Like, maybe. Oh, my God. So gross. She found him. She found him chewing on it.
Yeah, you got in the room and started getting your bags unpacked and putting shit. And your kid crawled into the fucking bathroom, started chewing on a fucking condom that was left in the fucking trash can.
Shitty hotel staff.
Sue in.
Yeah.
Gross. Ugh,
gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Ugh, I would be so pissed off.
Fuck yeah. Like,
ooh, so pissed off. I get this hotel for a year.
I just want them to, yeah, give me money. We're going to tear it all. I don't know.
I'm starting a hotel in Casper. And I'm going to be the owner and the runner and the all of it.
And you're going to have used condoms.
I will not have used condoms in the fucking trash can.
So gross.
My staff will be fired.
Yeah. On a positive note, a man in England put a plant in a bottle in 1960, and the last time he watered it, it was in 1972. It continued to thrive because the sealed bottle acted like a miniature ecosystem that recycled its water and nutrients.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I believe that.
Do you want to see the picture?
That's pretty cool. Oh, hell yeah. That is cool.
So is that almost like sprouts?
Yeah. I don't know what kind of plant he put in there, but
I don't. Yeah, I didn't really.
It'll. Yeah, that makes total sense, man.
It's pretty interesting. I mean,
we were taught that shit in school.
Yeah, that's another thing they need to bring.
I grew fucking plants in plastic bottles more than once in elementary school. Grade school, excuse me. It's not elementary anymore.
Yeah, don't call it that. Just like ads or commercials.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. That's another thing. Do you want to get into what pisses you off? One thing that pisses me off is now how on streaming platforms they have ads. I thought we were trying to get away from that.
Right. I know I said earlier I had something that pissed me off, but I forgot what it was.
Okay, well.
That's why you got to write that shit down.
We haven't done the Saved by the Bell trivia thing in a while. You know, sometimes we'll do some things, you know, come back to it, just like we did the Craigslist thing. The reason why I'm coming back to it tonight is because, so when I was scrolling today, Saved by the Bell was on, obviously. It was one of the older episodes where it was like the very first season, like Good Morning Miss Bliss shit.
Okay.
Essentially. And there was a kid that just moved, just got to the class, and he was rocking a leather jacket, a black shirt with a skull on it, pants, and black cowboy.
Combat.
Yeah.
Combat.
I just hit the matrix right there. I glitched.
Dude, yeah, somebody pushed a button when they weren't supposed to.
No, but when I like seen that, I was like, huh, is that Sid from Toy Story?
Was it?
I don't know.
Was it Johnny Depp?
No. No. But remember in Toy Story, there was a kid that broke toys.
Yeah.
That shit was just.
I wonder who the actor was that played that. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, he like spelt his name wrong and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a bad kid.
Yeah. Well, here's another thing, too.
He didn't have money.
So how did you get to middle school and you couldn't even read, dude?
Right. Oh, that's because he came from a different town.
Oh, so he jumped around and around. Right. Well,
in his town, he was smart. He was from up in the woods or something somewhere. He was from the ghetto.
Yeah.
That's what it was. He was from the ghetto. He wasn't from the woods.
A J or a G?
The ghetto? A G. G-H.
Well, I remember it spelled J-H. J-P-H.
Yeah.
E.
The Geppetto. I like people named Jeff.
Yeah.
J-E-P-H-P-H.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. It's just too funny. You know, you got to laugh, you know. And here's another thing.
You guys are way off time, bro. Yeah. Way off time.
I swear, if he's got to push that button one more time. I'm gonna come over.
Oh, I'm gonna come over there.
All right, we'll do. Let's see. We'll go. How many questions do you want to do?
Well, I don't know. My ass hurts.
Should we just do three?
Just stand up.
Yeah, those chairs are kind of a pain after a while. We'll do three. Since it's
Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. What's the Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast?
Ooh, okay, here we go. Another week of Saved by the Bell trivia. What is the name of the summer resort owned by Caruso that the gang worked at?
The Malibu Inn.
Malibu Inn.
Or something like that. Malibu fucking something.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, sir. I have no fucking idea. That's a
pretty good guess. I seriously don't either. Yeah. I can picture the logo. Right. It was like a palm tree.
Right. That's why I was thinking like Malibu or... The tiki leaky
dude. For some reason, Palm Springs comes to mind.
Oh yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah. You might be right.
There are certain. Are you ready for the next question?
Are you doing a next question, or are we doing the answer to this one?
Should we do, well, if I switch the page, though, then I'll be able to see what the answer to the next question is.
Yeah.
yeah, and just so that way everybody knows, too, that's
been listening. Yeah, and so it's fair for all you listeners. Rigged. Right, so it's fair for everybody. We don't want to rip nobody off.
Next question. There are certain episodes that don't have Kelly or Jesse, but a biker chick that dates Zach. What is her name?
Tiffany.
Ooh. Tiffany.
Tiffany.
I can see her to this one.
I can see her.
I probably spelt it wrong, but we'll give the listeners a little bit of time. Go ahead and write your answer down. Go ahead and write your answer down.
If you get a bingo, we'll give you $2 off your next drink.
Yeah.
You gotta match three in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we should do. We should we need to be like announcers of like a bingo game.
Hell yeah.
All right, live, get on up here.
Live win nothing at all because we have nothing.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah. I tell you what though, for the new listeners and the older ones too, if you tend to follow along, I'm going to make another little giveaway that you just have to follow along. And it'll be nice. A painting involved.
Hell yeah.
All right. Next question. Hopefully that was enough time for you.
Yeah, right. Hopefully you got your stuff written down.
Yeah. If you're driving, just remember it in your head.
Yeah.
We don't want all you wonderful truckers, travelers, during this holiday season.
Yeah, no writing and texting.
Yeah. No writing and driving.
It's not a law.
Yeah.
You can't text and drive, but you can write.
Yep.
On a piece of paper with a pen.
So if you feel safe. We are trained professionals. Shout out to Kamikaze Kid. Woo woo. All right. Final question. What did Zach plan for Kelly after he found out she couldn't afford to go to the dance?
What did he plan for her?
Yes, sir. That's what it says.
Like a fucking date on the beach.
Date on the beach.
I don't fucking know.
I'm not 100% on this one either.
Date one in the pink and beach. Two in the sink.
And three in the arm.
That's what he planned.
That's a lot. Okay. What did Zach plan for Kelly after he found out she couldn't afford to go to the dance?
What?
Yeah.
What did you just say?
That's what the question is. What did Zach plan for Kelly after he found out she couldn't afford to go to the dance?
Oh, yeah.
I'll see.
I already gave you my answer.
Oh, I know. I just like had to think. But
I'm gonna one in the pink and two in the stink.
That's what you want to use?
That's what I already said.
Well, it's totally wrong. That'd be funny. Maybe we should like do a, make our own questionnaire book. I'll say a raffle.
He planned a date on the beach. In other words, one in the pink and two in the stink. One in the stink and two in the pink?
That's code word. It's code word.
Okay. For a date on the beach.
Yeah, two in the pink, one in the stink. Shit, I forgot. Oh, dude. Okay. So, first question. What is the name of the summer resort owned by Caruso that the gang worked at? You said Malibu. I said Palm Springs.
Yeah.
The answer is Malibu Sands.
Ooh, I saw Malibu somewhere in my brain.
We're going to accept that.
Cool.
We'll star that guy. Next question. There are certain episodes that don't have Kelly or Jesse, but a biker chick that dates Zach. What is her name? You said Tiffany.
It starts with a fucking T.
I said Tori. Oh, I actually did get the spelling correct. The correct answer is Tori.
Okay. Well, it started with a T.
Yes, sir. It did.
And she had leather and shit.
Next question. What did Zach plan? Oops, sorry. Last but not least question. What did Zach plan for Kelly after he found out she couldn't afford to go to the dance? You said date on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I said raffle, which is kind of strange.
Yeah.
All right, come on, gather around. We're going to have a raffle. We're going to raffle everybody up.
Yeah.
So the correct answer is a picnic outside of the gym. You know, two in the pink. Ooh,
it doesn't matter where you do it.
It's,
it's the same thing.
I mean, I'm going to I didn't write down two in the pink, one in the sink, just because I already knew what he said, but you won this round. Sweet. That's 2-1, man.
Thanks.
This week, Josh wins Saved by the Bell trivia.
Hell yeah.
We got some strange facts for you too, before we head up out of here, just to give you guys some more. Interesting things, I guess. You can buy a flying bicycle.
What?
What do you think that?
No, you can't.
According to...
You can buy a flying bicycle.
Yeah. I know you can get an electric bicycle down at Mobile Onsite Oil.
Right. But a flying bike, I think you're going to have to... have some kind of special license or something?
Yeah, one would assume. Like, what would the purpose of it?
Have you ever fucking rode a fucking dirt bike and got a fucking bug smashed into your face?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine being up in the air?
I mean,
running into a fucking...
You got bombs.
Dust storm or...
Yeah. Eagles.
Right? A fucking... Bird shit at fucking 140 miles an hour.
Pterodactyls.
Well, how fast does this fucking bike plane go?
See, that's another thing. Doesn't say.
Huh. Well, because it's got to go pretty fucking fast.
Yeah. See, that's another wonderful thing about this podcast. Because we give you a loophole into a wonderful rabbit hole.
I guess maybe not. I lived in Pagosa Springs, Colorado, and they had a bunch of those ultralight fucking things. Where it's just a fan behind a dude, and it's got the parachute on top.
Oh,
and they'd fly them fucking things all around, and they're not all fast.
Yeah.
Or there was the ones with the wings too.
What are they called? Those paraglider or something? I think, wasn't it?
Well, paraglider is just you jumping off the edge of a fucking mountain.
Oh yeah, huh?
But it's like a paraglider on top of a fucking seat with a fan behind it.
Yeah. Huh.
Big ass propeller behind it.
Apparently, dolphins sleep with one eye open.
Of course they do. They're gangster.
Yeah. Smarter than humans, I guess.
Well, no. Smarter than dogs.
I thought they were like the smartest.
No. They're the next. It depends. Some people say that octopuses are smarter than fucking dolphins, and dolphins, when I was a kid, were the next smartest thing to humans besides apes. And then they said dolphins were smarter than apes, and then they changed it again.
Yeah. You know, you just reminded me of something. I can't remember if I said it on the last show, but there was something that Cat Williams, when he was on Joe Rogan's show, anyway, he said, with as many scientists as we have in the world and all the studies that they can do, we can't tell which one has the best sense of humor. Right? And I've sat and thought about that and thought about it. Just like that whole ego thing. I'm like, man. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I got to take a piss.
Take a piss. You should leave one instead of taking one. Well, all right, yeah.
I like taking them.
Yeah.
They're
in
my face.
Let's see. What else do we got on here for strange facts? Vacuum cleaners were originally horse-drawn. Not really sure if they're talking about drawing a horse or if I guess maybe it does make sense. No, not really.
Vacuum cleaners were what?
Were originally horse drawn.
A vacuum cleaner?
That's what it says.
You're fucking full of shit.
Well, I don't understand. Like, I mean, I'm lost, dude. Nothing. I don't have nothing after that.
I'm coming.
Whoever you got that one from is full of shit.
Well, I wonder if
are you going like, to draw a fucking house through your or a horse through your house?
Well, and that's another thing. Like, logically, wouldn't you think it'd be like a goat? Would be like a vacuum
or
cleaner?
A cat?
Yeah, interesting.
I mean, for real, a vacuum cleaner or a lawnmower? They might have been lawnmower.
I mean, it's possible. It's coming. Well, yeah, this is Microsoft Bing. It's not Google.
Oh, well.
This is like the bootleg.
There's our fucking problem.
Man, it's the bootleg.
It's like buying fucking great value. Yeah. Oh, wait, that's the only shit anybody can afford anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Flamingos bend their legs at the ankle, not the knee. They essentially stand on tiptoe. That's pretty interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I just thought they bent the other way at the knee.
I didn't really. Well,
that's their ankle way the fuck up there in the middle of the leg is the ankle. And they stand on tip. Okay.
I'm not a geographist.
A geographist? Yeah. I got a fist.
Yeah. You know what I just thought about that totally forgot? When we were talking about 1992, something came up about video games. The top one was Sonic 2 and Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Were the top games in 1982.
I played both those. Street Fighter, I played, it cost me lots of money at the gas station on the arcade game.
Yeah. Who's your favorite character?
Let's see. I don't know if it was Street Fighter 2. I think it was still Street Fighter 1. But I liked Guile. Was same. Good.
Yeah.
And it depend on who I was playing, but that E Honda dude was cheap as hell because he did that freaking thing with his hands all fast as shit.
Yeah, where it like goes up and down.
Right.
And not then, side to side.
The dolly guy with the big old long arms and shit.
Oh, yep. Yep, I forgot about him. Have you tried out any new video games yet? Or you're still in Gems of War.
Oh, I still play that for sure.
Have you tested out any new ones?
Been playing Disney Dreamlight Valley.
Oh shit, yeah.
No, but no. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, shit, yeah.
My wife enjoys watching me play it, so
fuck yeah.
No, I haven't tried anything really new. I think I don't know if we talked about it before, but tried the fucking NBA jams, but shit wasn't working.
Yeah. They released, what was it? Monday, NBA 2K24.
Yeah, I saw that.
Download that sucker, man.
Okay.
It's okay. The game, the cool thing that I've always enjoyed about those basketball games. So when you play like your career character,
right,
or whatever. So when you go to play, they'll have like these videos of like some of the team that like helped develop the game and like just all kinds right. of shit. But then they'll have like questions from like the NBA related, you know, but it's like, fuck, I don't know what it is, but it'll give you points if you get it right, which is pretty rad. But yeah, they still have that on there. And then say like, well, I don't know, cause I don't really play it religiously, but you know, if you got fucking a badass play when you're playing online and then you go like hashtag it on whatever social media platform, like they go through all those plays and they'll like throw up like the top three or four plays of the day.
Right.
And you can like vote on them and shit. I thought that was fucking pretty cool, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like super interactive,
right?
I guess, you know, but,
the only thing I worry about those games is that I have got to a point where I'm like, I just want to play shit where I got to push two buttons.
Yeah. Well, they actually have like where you can pick, like if you just want to use the buttons for shoot or the actual thumbsticks, right. I guess, but I don't know. I just really enjoy like the graphics are badass. I love the commentating aspect of it and just,
hell yeah.
You know,
hell yeah.
Shooting a 3-pointer, even though it's, you know,
right.
It's fucking dumb.
Dude. Can I be Jason Kidd?
Yes, you should be able to. You should be able to.
Shit.
Yeah.
Or, no, who was, what was the other one? Nash, Kevin Nash.
Steve Nash.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That dude was a bad motherfucker.
Yeah. They have, so being that Kobe's on the cover, they do like moments throughout his career that you got to do.
Right.
I got to the second one. Hoofda.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Obviously, he was a very, very extremely talented basketball player.
Yeah.
And that's another thing too, is like a lot of those people that like used to, you know, fuck with him, whatever. Like, hey man, we're going to go out to the club or whatever. Nah, I'm going to,
right,
I got to practice. But right, so one of the things that you got to accomplish for the goals, 12 3-pointers shooting 50%.
Really?
So
that's pretty hardcore.
Fuck yeah, it is, dude. The first one, well, because they give you like 3 that you got to do. And I got 2 of them, win the game and then get 48 points, which it was hard as fuck, but still, like,
right,
you know, sitting there playing it, it's like, holy fuck, like this motherfucker actually really did it. Holy,
right,
hats
right
off.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What do you think? Should we close it down?
Yeah, I think we're about right there.
Yeah, we hit all of you wonderful folks.
I think
folks.
We is about right there. Right there.
We hit all of you wonderful folks with the, well, we had a little bit of true crime. We had some history that took you back to 1992.
What?
And just all kinds of, you know, random shit. That's cool as fuck in our eyes.
Fun, fun, fun.
There was one other thing that I wanted to touch on. We forgot about one other sport, combat sports, mixed martial arts, but apparently it's going to be a boxing match. June 1st, Nate Diaz, Masvidal.
Sweet.
It's going to be pretty cool. It's an actual boxing match.
Right.
We'll talk about it more on the next episode.
Hell yeah. Check it out.
Once again, we truly appreciate each and every one of you. Oh, that was the other thing I was going to say before we get up out of here. What was one thing? One piece of advice that you would give this week?
Me?
Yeah, to our wonderful listeners.
Appreciate what you have. Don't dwell on what you don't.
Cha-cha. And mine would be, don't be a douche, because you don't really know what that person is truly going through.
Hell yeah.
And it goes back to the beginning of the show, that quote.
Yeah, for sure.
We're just full of laughs and knowledge here at Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast, coming out of Casper, Wyoming, in the basement. It's that time.
Yes, sir.
As always, like, share,
follow,
tell your neighbor's dog. Give people high fives, smile, laugh. Don't be a douche. I'm Stevie V. I'm signing off.
I'm Joshin. Peacing out.
Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast.